We'll do a meditation. I wanted to put in an advertisement for earplugs. So some of my friends turned me on to them. I use them a lot to sleep on airlines. And I thought you could try it at this retreat. You know, since you're here, if you haven't used them before, I thought I would give a little class on how to use them. Now, there's a weird thing. If you push them straight into your ear, they don't work so well. And you have to push them up. But I'll get you some. Does anybody want to try? Raise your hand if you want to try some. I'll get you some. They're like 10 cents or something. Don't worry. Do you have? You want to try? Just raise your hand if you want to try. One, two, three. Count. Can somebody count? Because, yeah. And I'll get them for you tomorrow or something. To me, it's a big difference in your meditation. Yeah. One more. In red? I can't hear you. Yeah, okay. Here they have them in this store. I want to get them for you guys. Let me get some from Prescott. Okay. But I want to get nice, soft ones. Okay, here we go. It's really good if you have kids, okay? Or Mama Giovanazzo. Okay. You ready? Angela, where's your phone? Tell me if I'm talking too loud, I don't know. But it's okay? Okay. So find your center. Go. Move your torso backwards and forwards and find the center. Relax your eyelids. Relax the corners of your mouth. Tighten your tummy just a bit. Draw your shoulder blades together in the back. I think it feels a little unnatural to pull your shoulder blades together in the back and tuck in your tummy, but if you do both, you might find something nice. And please start watching your breath. Please divide the exhale into three parts. Try to stay aware of each part of the exhale. please bring to mind the good deed which you were thinking about earlier today and review it one more time. Where was it? When was it? Who was there? What were you thinking? What happened? Review that good deed. Play it back again in your mind. And I'd like you to think about some goal in your life, something you would like to happen in your life in the coming days and weeks. Some dream that you have in your life. And then please consciously send that good deed to that dream with a added intention that it serve as an example for others to follow of doing good things and sending them for good purposes. I'd like you to add one more element which makes the karma ripen much faster, much more strongly. I'd like you to imagine that someone you consider holy in your life could be a teacher, could be your parents, could be a spiritual teacher or a school teacher, or someone who taught you your career. Someone who has helped you a lot, a mentor, someone that you feel has guided you in your life, then, or it could be the Buddha or Tsongkhapa or someone else that you feel is special. And then I'd like you to imagine that they are listening, they're sitting somewhere near you, maybe in the sky or behind you or in front of you. I'd be curious to hear where each person feels them. And imagine that they are witnessing your intention. So they are witnessing the dream or the object towards which you are sending that good deed. So it's not just you wishing. In a way, it's a kind of a commitment to a goal, and they are listening to your mind. They are watching your thoughts as a witness. And this, if you learn to do this practice, say during your coffee meditation, it makes the karma much more powerful. And there is a beautiful practice of laying your head down on your lama's lap when you go to sleep. And or some other holy being. And then imagine that they can hear your thoughts and watch your thoughts. And they are happily witnessing the goal towards which you are sending this good deeds. So visualize that person reading your mind. Please come back to this room. Move your fingers. Open your eyes. Stretch. Take a stretch or a twist. Again, you're always welcome to change to a chair at any point during the class. Might be more comfortable. Might be fun to switch and come back or something. I'm curious where people felt the person watching them from. Like, Uta, from where? From, like, off to the side?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, okay. That's cool. Jerome, where do you feel them watching you from? If they're witnessing you? Yeah, in front of you. Yeah. Janie, from where? I'm just curious where they pop up. Yeah. Yeah. Where? Fencing? I just see them back here. I don't know why. Yeah. Like they're watching.